It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. MG, a weekend of trial footy. We've just broken it down. One game we didn't speak about, though, because we knew we had this man joining us. The West Tigers, yesterday, on a sunbathed Leichhardt Oval, 52-18, destroying the Manly Seagulls.
Emphatic, wasn't it? I had the pleasure of playing one season at the Tigers and in 1993, and I remember vividly running out down them stairs onto a sun-drenched Leichhardt Oval, and I bet our next guest enjoyed that same type of feeling yesterday.
Well, he's followed your path from Panthers to Tigers. We speak of the new West Tigers captain, James Tarmel. G'day, James.
G'day, guys.
Jimmy, we know it's only a trial, but 52-18, and Manly had a few of their troops out, but Madge McGuire must have been stoked about yesterday's performance.
Yeah, it was obviously pretty pleasing, and we had a couple of players in key positions do well, and I think that's probably the main thing going into this year is just belief for those key players. We had the likes of Luke Brooks, and we had, you know, his other half partner Jock Madden play well, and Dane Laurie at the back there, who I thought was unreal. But yeah, it's just building, obviously just a trial match, just building a bit of confidence, obviously going into round one, and we've got the well talked about, well touted Canberra Raiders.
Your leadership skills are starting to be well-renowned, especially at the foot of the mountains where you were for a couple of seasons. They spoke volumes of you. Now you've gone to a new club and you've been handed the captaincy. What leadership traits did you take to Tigertown, Jimmy, that you may have observed they might have needed on your early arrival there?
I think a bit of everything. I'm sort of hanging with the boys. I learnt a lot up in North Queensland with JT, Matt Scott up there, taking it all in from them. And then obviously coming down to Penrith and Jimmy Maloney. Now, I love Jimmy Maloney, but I actually learned a fair bit of him, of what to do and of what not to do. So, like I said, I love him to death. But yeah, like he'd just get a bit carried away and see the boys just sort of drift off a bit. So, but no, it's just a bit of everything from every team that I've been at and from those superior leaders that I've been with. It's just taking the good stuff from there, and you know, I've seen it being tested and improved and the like. So it's just all those little things put into one. Obviously, coming from Panthers, they are a young side, and mate, that they look good. And then going into the Tigers, which is another young side, so. Obviously, I've got the experience to help, but one thing I think I wanted the most of was getting their respect. Obviously, coming to a Tigers, to a new team, and a shortened preseason, you know, I wanted to get their respect first before being appointed captain. I've been there 5 seconds. I don't want to sort of be captain and be yelling out everything without getting anyone's respect. So that was more important to me than anything. And then once Madge saw fit, my goal was successful, then, yeah, he appointed me the captain and trusted me to captain the side this year.
Who'd you steal the trick from of making all the bench players high-five the players at halftime? I saw a talk going around that you'd made that happen. Whose playbook has that come from?
Mate, I think it's a bit of a belief thing. This year, and obviously I wasn't at the Tigers last year, but being at Penrith, and you know, there wasn't any egos, there wasn't anyone, everyone was in it for each other. Obviously last year was a hard year because of COVID, and the boys that didn't get to play really got on the back of the first grade side. So and I'm seeing the same sort of thing here at the Tigers. Everyone's all in for each other. We're all in for the same, obviously, common goal. And whoever the 13 or the 17 field, the first grade side that weekend, you know, you can tell everyone's going to have a role to play sooner or later in the year. So whoever's going to have to fill in at one way, some stage or another, you know, they've got a job to do. So it's just having that belief that anyone across the park can get the job done.
Now, I can see you smiling here, MG, because, Jimmy, MG tipped you guys to make the eight this year. I haven't heard a lot of people saying it, but MG has said, I think the Tigers will make finals. And, MG, as James just answered that question there about the belief and the similarities with the Panthers, the smile just started to spread across your face.
Well, it's not. I'm never one of these guys that says, I told you so. You know, it's but I am. Well, I believe that they've got a fantastic roster. They've got a great coach. Like, he's won a comp. You know, Madge McGuire knows what he's doing. And I love the fact that Dane Laurie, who Jimmy would know a lot about, has made his way to the Tiger Town. Maybe the fullback spot is his. Stefano Yutoikamano, watch this kid. I've spoken about him on the show many a time. And Sean Bloor, who I coached in under sixes back in the old days for Penrith Waratahs. He's a kid who's going to come along as well. But I just think they're a more settled club now. I think, Jimmy, that the forward pack, you know, a year older. And I think, you know, young Garner, I rate him highly. And I think that we're going to see Luke Brooks come out of the shadow this year, because I mentioned on the show last week about the Tigers when I had them coming, you guys coming in eighth position. I mentioned Luke Brooks in particular, and I compared it to Nathan Cleary at Penrith, who had that shadow of James Maloney for a couple of seasons. He kind of held himself in. And I think Luke Brooks, now that Benji has vacated the premises, he's got to take it on himself, I think.
Yeah, everything you said there, MG. You know, you mentioned Madge. He's got the credentials. He knows what he's doing. From what I've seen going through this preseason, he knows exactly what he wants. You mentioned, obviously, Sean Bloor and big Stefano Yutoikamano. Mate, I don't think I've ever been flipped on my back so many times in a preseason in a wrestling dojo gym. he's a big boy. Also, big Tommy McKiley there. Yes. But Stefano, mate, he's big raps on him. And at some stage, you've seen, obviously, with the Panthers last year, the bench is plays a massive role, you know, obviously going through the whole year. So that'll come in for us. But, mate, I'm usually pretty full of cliches. Here's one for you. We just got to take it one game at a time.
I like it. Hey, James Roberts, Jimmy the Jet. I mean, people said it was a speculative pickup by the Tigers. We know he's had his ups and downs. He looked good on the weekend. Do you think he's capable of regaining that form that made him one of the most feared centres in the comp?
Yeah, I'm going to have to pick my words. I don't want to put, you know, any pressure on him, because he's fit, mate. He did everything right in preseason. He's fit. You know, he's looking good every time he gets the ball. Everyone just sort of, you can hear a gasp, because he just looks like he's going to do something. But, mate, like I said, he's fit. He's happy, which is, you know, one of the main things off the field. Yeah. So, mate, yeah, hoping for the best season for him.
And you, brother, and you. We're hoping that you have a magnificent season yourself and back up what you did last year with these young Cubs. And I know you'll take them under your wing, and we can't wait to watch you play Sunday the 14th of March at Giro Stadium against the Raiders. Ooh, bring that on, Liam.
Thank you, MG, mate. I appreciate that.
Hey, Jimmy, just before we let you go, how good's a sunny Sunday afternoon at Leichhardt Oval?
Yeah, mate, it was unreal. I'm usually, I've only actually played a handful of times at Leichhardt Oval, but usually on the other end of it. And you know you're in for a big game as soon as you walk in the gate, you're getting sprayed at. So it was, you know, and knowing what the opposition have to deal with when playing there, it helps.
Well, James Tamo, the captain of the West Tigers, big game yesterday. It was just a trial, but West Tigers fans will be getting excited ahead of round one. James, always a pleasure. We'll chat to you again soon.
Pleasure's all mine. Thanks, guys.